and the empty of the self-supporting or substantial existing person is the selflessness of the person.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, this came from the example, right? So what is the example of the self-grasping, ignorance, the self-grasping, the grasping of the self of the person? What is the example of the grasping of the self of, at the self of the person, according to this school? So then you should say that it's the conception, grasping of the self-supporting or substantially existent person. And the other delusions, you know, such as attachment, anger, and so forth, that derives from that grasping.
Oh, yeah.
So that conception, grasping of the self-supporting or substantially existent person, you know, is the grasping of the self of person, or the self-grasping ignorance, and so that is the you know, the deluded obstacle. So non-deluded obstacle, you know, is the imprint, you know, the imprint left by that grasping of the self of a person, or that, you know, self-grasping ignorance. So self-grasping ignorance is generated in our mind again and again. So every time it's generated, it leaves kind of an imprint in its, you know, in our mind. So just like you know, the stain of oil on the cloth. You know. So every time, you know, when it's generated, it leaves an imprint in our mind. So that imprint, the imprint of that you know, self-grasping ignorance, you know, is the non-deluded obstacles.
Oh, yeah. Nyetu da chomba sayada, ranja da chomba sayada, tu tapa de chundu koyu jire. Da chomba sayita, da chom sayita kasa, da cha shana tomo la tobe, nyomombe dova sama chom sare. Yina kuju jula, nyomombe, the dog is jaja, be pacha de yoga in, pacha de yoga in, and it was pacha de yoga in, pacha ti wongi, anuchi, anuchi, kaji, luga namjer keta mandawano, mawa jatante mandawano, lava keta mandawano, and then nema, kombe wongi.
As he says in the text here, the example of the second R, the mental tendency of the conception grasping at a self-supporting or substantially existent person, and the lack of mental clarity that arises due to these tendencies. So anyway, so here is this tendency which, you know, which I said earlier, like imprint, you know, same. So imprint, you know, left by the arisal of that self-grasping ignorance in one's mind. So like you might know, most of you might know the Arhat, or the four destroyers of the heroes and the solitary realizers. So they have already abandoned the deluded obstacles. You know, so according to the school, they have already abandoned the deluded obstacles. but then they still have this kind of behavior, you know, the different, like certain behaviors that is not totally proper, you know, and that comes not because of the delusion, because they don't have any delusion, they have already abandoned the delusions, right? But that comes because of the imprint, you know, those imprints that's left by the delusion. So they have abandoned the deluded obstacles, but they have not abandoned the non-deluded obstacles.
Oh yeah, that is. Lam Gombalat and the Dutch of the Devotoko, and today is a Rana Giluji, Rava Tolam, the Molonji Palayan, Rotan Kanekan, the Esaji. Rava, Tevasumji, Lam Rendi, the Bitsuru, Kaneyores, and Tichavat, the Yoresage.
And so that's about the object of abandonment, and then that second one, which is the actual presentation of the parts and grounds. So it's and talks about the paths or the grounds, and that the bodhisattvas or like the practitioners like hearers and salt advisors and bodhisattvas travel on, you know, to reach their goal or to reach their you know, the destination. So like, you know, Buddhahood and so forth. So anyway, so here they say the hearer's vehicle, soldier rider's vehicle, and bodhisattva vehicle, they don't say Hinayana and Mahayana, so that's like, you know, discriminating one as a higher and one as a lower, so that, you know, they don't like that. So that's how they level. Hearer's vehicle, soldier rider's vehicle, and bodhisattva vehicle. So these days, you know, those who follow the, you know, the the Vaivashika and the Sautantika school, you know, so they are called you know, Hinayanas, you know, and then there is, you know, Mahayanas, you know, so Chittamatrins and Madhyamikas, you know, are called Mahayanas.
Tunda mawa jeke lugla, tuwa, nyamle bachi ki, tuwa, koala dunga yebe neta samen, koala tando, koala kowe dunga le tando, lo chima mani bachi wana, nyenyu kusama kye ware es. Tedi kanza tedi la lam kye ware, tuwa, tolam kye ware es, yadi, tunda mawa jeke kere kere es.
So, not only the Vaivashika school, but all other schools, all the four schools, Vaivashika, Southern Diga, Chedamadri, and Madhyamika, all these four schools except, that one person want to be free from the suffering, and that is generous, this strong wish to be free from suffering, you know, throughout day and night, all the time. So at that time, the person have generated the renunciation. So at the same time, the person have developed path in his or her mind. Yeah. And so the develop the path, so the first path, you know, the path of accumulation is developed, you know, in the person's mind.
Then this solom zata rava tobi kanza tigis ti rava kanji sanji tomdo ji sande sende yana then this solom de teva chimi solom res raja da chimi kumbu tobgo gundu sande then this tomdo ji sande sende yana then raja de solom chava res.
So that time the person have generated the first part, right? Part of accumulation. So if that part, you know, is you know, conjoined with the thought or the wish to achieve state of full enlightenment, then that becomes the path of accumulation of the Mahayana path, right? And if that path is conjoined with the wish to achieve the four destroyers, you know, the arhat, the state of the arhat of the arhat of the solitary realizers, then that person that becomes the solitary realizers path, the path of accumulation of the solitary realizers path. And then that kind of path, the path of accumulation, is conjoined with the thought or wish to, you know, achieve the hearers in arhat, you know, hearers, you know, the arhat state, or the arhat state of the hearers' path. Then, so the practitioner thinks, oh, that is too difficult for me, you know, even achieving the state of the arhat of the solitary realizer is too difficult for me, and, you know, and someone who is more, you know, like, you know, dull faculted, you know, practitioner, and says, if I can just achieve the state of the arhat, you know, of the hearers, that's good enough for me. And so that thought, then person develops that wish, you know, to achieve the state of the arhat of the hearers' path. And so that becomes, so, you know, depending on the thought or the wish that is conjoined, you know, with the path of accumulation, and that path becomes the part of that part of either, you know, Mahayana solitary realizers or hearers' path.
That's the name, Zarawati, Zarawa, Tenjegane, Solambatel, Pariksum, Rispache, or the Care, and a Nieti Jiriche, Ranja Jiriche, and a Sancho Sendiriche, and a Richesum Pache, or Richen Richen Sendicare, Ranja, Sancho Sendelon Gombalat, and Sancho Compotong. Ranja the Tolon Gombalat, and Ranja the Dutchman, Ranja Dutchman Compotong. Nieti the Tolon Gombalat, and Nieti Dutchman Combo, Tom Dongeg, Rick, the Nigger.
So there are three. These are the three different types, you know, of the path of accumulation. You know, so depending on the type of the path of accumulation that wishes to achieve enlightenment, and then the type of the path of accumulation that wishes to achieve the path of the soul, you know, the arhat, you know, of the soul realizers. And the type of the, you know, path of accumulation that it wishes to achieve, the arhat, you know, of the hero's path.
Oh yeah. That is why, Shera Mawe Lula, Rwa Oma Bado San Sambin Dwebe, Tungba Ni Senge Te, Kudu Kelenga Mare. Ta, Gomya Gatawa Rwa, Tanji, Nyedu Gunyambu Mune Che Yunga Te, Tanza Dame Tobe Shera. Ta, Tele Laga Ane, Tanyu Tobe Shera Nwa Tane, Yo Mare, Gongo Mare.